What up, dude? How you been?
Doing fine.
How was the week?
Week was good.
How was our time apart? I just basically skedaddled after the last episode. I took off, hopped on a plane the next day. I was California living, dude.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you were out there.
Dude, it was awesome.
You're a beach boy.
I was Salt Life. Dude, I am
Salt Life. Did you Salt Life?
Like, come on.
First off, I'm Salt Life.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I am Salt Life.
Okay, but...
There can be more than one Salt Life. I agree.
That's true.
But I am Salt Life.
Dude, I'm telling you.
What?
I had sand in my hair. I didn't wash my hair.
I got sand in the trunk of the cruise right now.
It wasn't your Salt Life.
Doesn't matter.
Don't steal Salt Life.
The beach finds me.
Dude, I love having sand in my car.
Oh, me too. Especially when it wasn't me and someone borrowed my car without asking. That's what I love, sand in my car.
No, dude, it was awesome, man. Went jet skiing.
That's Salt Life.
Dude, we went jet skiing. Fuck, man.
Rent a Jeep in Key West? Cruise through the town?
I mean, that's not bad.
That's Salt Life.
Would you have a sticker if you can read this, flip me over?
Bro, did you get a bottle of rum and sit on a palm tree?
Come on. That's Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is pirate life. I might be pirate life.
We can both be Salt Life.
All
right.
I'm big into psychology, though.
Huh?
I call psychology.
That's fine. You can have psychology.
I call weed.
I'm a social worker, dude.
I call weed.
I love that in social work school. They're like, I mean, you know, psychologists think they know everything. It's like, that's because they genuinely know more than you. Would you please shut up? You read like half of a – there was the – who's the big philosopher they would all read and be like, well, this is all you need to know. Fuck, what's the guy's name? He's French. Jesus Christ. No, Lemaire. He's French. He's a gay guy.
Is he alive right now?
That's a lot of them. Not Descartes was Italian, I believe.
René Descartes?
No, he was more
Voltaire.
No. He came up with the term the medical gaze.
But I thought he was a satirist, not necessarily a Voltaire like
He was a thinker. Yeah.
He was just a philosopher.
He was a thinker. Sick. He debated Noam Chomsky. Noah, the interim Chomsky, dude.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't.
Fuck.
A gay Frenchman debated Noam Chomsky?
Yeah.
Sick.
I didn't understand it. It was pretty unwatchable. But either way, yeah, they'll go and be like, they'll like read like a chapter of this guy's work and be like, oh yeah, psychologists think they know everything, dude. And
it's
I went to school for 2 years for this. We didn't do fucking anything.
Yeah.
But so you get psychology, you get weed. I'm just all Salt Life, dude. Which, you know, weed kind of comes with that for the most part. But, like, I don't even think about it like that.
Salt Life and weed?
What?
Salt Life's more about boozing, getting a Yeti cooler, filling it up with some suds.
To you?
First off, don't you lecture me on what Salt Life is. Salt Life's about blacking out, pissing in the water.
Foucault. That's his name.
It's about not swimming until you have to piss and then going waist deep and pissing.
Dude, it's about getting right to the beach. I set this stuff down. I'm a water
bug. Yeah, you are.
I'm a water bug, dude.
You are a bit of a water bug.
I'm a water bug. I was in the water the whole time.
That makes sense.
It's one of those beaches, too. The second day, because I went to the beach as much as possible.
Of course.
4 days. The second day, we're at one of those beaches that slope down. Did you ever go to one
of those? Like those.
Dude, I thought I didn't, but it's so fucking fun.
Oh, you get some speed running in.
You get some speed running in. Dude, I was boogieing. I had a little boogie board.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, I borrowed it, but, you know, I still boogie.
I had your boogie board in my trunk for
about two years. Excuse me, that was my skin board.
Pardon me?
Yeah, there's a difference. I mean, you know, whatever.
I'm not – that's not Salt Life. Boogie boarding is slight Salt Life. Skimboarding, not Salt Life.
Skimboarding, Salt Life is hell,
dude. I'm telling you what Salt Life is.
It's extreme, dude.
No, that's all extreme sports.
Dude, I'm telling you
that's not Salt Life.
If I had
– Salt Life's about fucking pulling up, digging a hole, laying on your stomach, pissing into the sand so you don't even get in the water. You just
Dude, I'm telling you what, if I had my skimboard on that decline, that would have been – I would have got signed. I would have got sponsored.
Definitely.
I probably got sponsored.
By Quicksilver?
Scout. Yeah, dude. By Billabong?
Billabong would have been on.
Billabong would have saw me.
They would have been all over you.
Yeah, Billabong would have saw me fucking skimming and been like, whoo.
Lemaire doesn't seem like he's very Salt Life.
Hey, Lemaire, are you Salt Life?
I don't really know what it means.
Exactly. You seem more like freshwater life.
Yeah, I don't like beaches.
You seem like pond life.
Well, it is a nerd thing to not like beaches. How long has that been the case?
like my whole life. I think I like swamps. I do like swamps.
Exactly. I knew it. I knew you were a swamp thing.
You're swamp life?
You're a swamp thing, dude.
So you like a nice bog.
Yeah.
A nice humid bog.
Real Shrek, dude. Absolute Shrek.
So what happens when you go to the beach that makes you, I can't, again, I'm all salt life, so people, I know people who are like, I hate the beach. I'm like, I can't fathom, like, what bothers you about it?
Well, I'm a fat, I've been a fat my whole life.
That's all right, dude. That's when you have to shine at the beach.
Yeah.
You have to be fat at the beach.
For sure.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm not trying to look like a baked ham. I'm not out there.
All right. Why don't you save the jokes for the table over here? You just answer the questions.
Yeah, man. You got to get...
That's sad. Are you high right now? God damn it, dude.
You seem like you're... Like hours after high, when it's just pure, just like, ugh.
You seemed a little, you got like
you
sad.
You can tell in his face now. You can't tell in his eyes, but his whole, after Lemaire, if Lemaire smoked weed hours for the podcast, he shows up and he's just like, his whole face is just on break, dude. It's just like.
That was me. That was me yesterday.
That wasn't really.
Oh. I did a show in Jersey, and then it was party time.
Really?
I mean, it was.
Mr. Cool emerged?
No, there's a new Mr. Cool. He's the king of the good times.
Really?
Yeah. I was king of good times.
What were you up to?
Just bounce around, chugging beers. They had these like Oktoberfest giant mugs.
Yeah, cool glasses.
And I was like, dude, watch this. I'll chug this whole thing. And DeRosa was like, no, why would you do that? And I was like, nobody can stop me. Chugged, it was like three beers. And I was like, towards the end of it, I was like, oh. Like it was so hard. It was terrible.
What kind of beer was this?
That was a Miller Lite or Bud Light.
Respectable,
but it was fresh out, so it was freezing, very carbonated.
Cold Bud Light's good.
It is very delicious, but that's a tough chug. Especially, and there was pressure on. I did it in front of the waitresses at the staff, so they knew.
Yeah,
so they were like, that's a guy I would like to sleep with.
Yeah. Instant blowjob.
No, but then all day, dude. Yesterday, that was one of my worst hangovers in a while.
Like a strict Bud Light hangover.
Yeah, one shot, no drugs, no narcotics,
just cigs,
no pots,
cigs,
some cigs.
If you had actually, some pot, you wouldn't have as bad of a hangover,
bro. That's a myth.
It's not, dude.
Oh, while you're hungover to get high?
No. The night before, when you're drunk and you're sitting there and you're just being like, you know, looking at one eye, just eat a bunch of edibles. Just start plugging them and just start smoking a bunch of weed. Dude, you wake up the next morning. You might wake up in the middle of the night extremely high and disoriented and be like...
That's what happened. I did that once. You left that bag of gummies at that casino.
True.
And I munched the bag. And I woke up in outer space.
Was that when you and our friend woke up?
Me and our best friend, Mekki.
He who cannot be named, dude.
He who backstabbed us and abandoned the cast.
Yeah, that's when you guys woke up in utter darkness.
Oh,
you
forgot he was there.
You guys were in the afterlife.
Totally.
You woke up in a windowless hotel room, completely pitch dark. Stoned out of your mind. You might as well be in like another planet.
It was, I forgot he was in there. And he was like, Shane. I was like, oh. Yeah.
That's like, you never know, Power Rangers, that guy's head just appears and starts talking.
Yeah.
You guys were Gordon, dude.
What's that his name? Gordon?
I think it's Gordon.
Zordon.
Zordon. I was going to say, Gordon?
It's Zordon. Yeah, my bad. I was busy fucking ripping curls and shit when I was younger, dude. I don't remember the names.
I don't remember Power Rangers.
Dude, I should tell you, this is actually kind of funny. So we were.
Oh, this, here. Pardon me?
No, I'm sorry. It is Indigenous People's Day. I shouldn't.
It is Indigenous People. Yes, Noah is a friend of mine, and he's 1/16.
True. Sorry, Noah. I'm sorry for talking over Shane.
Sorry about what we did, Noah. Thanks for the fucking pad, though. Sweet pad. No, this lady thought, this guy and his girl thought your plan worked.
What plan?
Smoke a little weed, you'll feel a little better.
Just does.
All right, blacked out lady, front row.
Yeah.
Did I tell you this?
No.
This is crazy. Front row, blacked out. First off, before my show in Connecticut, a guy got stabbed in the park across the street.
Respect.
Bridgeport is hell.
You were warned that it's like a motherfucker.
Yes. Guy got stabbed in the park like right before the show, so there's cops and shit.
Nice.
Show starts, this couple in the front row is blacked out. The dude seemed okay. The girl was gone.
Yeah.
So right when I get on stage, they like stood up to leave. And he, first, when they got up right away, he was like, she's wasted. Did that. And I was like, sweet. And then he, like, tried to walk her out, and she walked straight back into a wall.
Oh,
she literally walked straight into a wall. And it was just like, holy shit, this lady's hammered. So they leave. I asked her if she was trying to get on the Hogwarts Express. Not a big deal. I mean, that's the type of stuff I riff. Holy not a big deal. Fuck. But then they came back in, like, 5-10 minutes later. And it was like... what happened that you're back?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to make this. I saw you can't walk. And he was like, gave her a little weed. And I was just like, oh my God. That's like, that is insane. To be like, oh, you're blacked out? Here, hit this blunt. We're going to go back in.
It works for me, dude.
She hit the blunt.
Yeah.
Then she was sitting there. I was like, you're going to be so sick. Like, yeah. if I was blacked out and someone was like, smoke weed, I'd be like the spins, it'd be the worst thing in the world. So a minute later, I'm talking, and I just look down, and she's like, just throwing up straight down the front of her shirt.
Jesus.
Trying to, like, pretend like she's not. She was like, and she was chugging, she was drinking sangria.
Oh.
So it was like this purple mess that just fell out. Oh.
That's a sad girl.
But she was in the front, so no one else could see it.
Sure.
So it was just me, like, holy shit, that lady's throwing up. Like, this is crazy. And I was just making fun of it. I mean, trying to sneak a throw up in the front row. Like, no one's looking. You're just like,
Well, she was probably pretty dressed up, too.
She was.
Because girls get pretty gussed up for their gussied for the comedy.
They always get gussied.
Cute outfit, and you're just like,
oh, no, she didn't go in. She just literally was like, just straight. Just, it like, looked like someone just opened a, like a faucet, and it just liquid just fell out of it.
Yeah, it's what my baby does. They just go like, what? Yeah. And they just spit.
It was exactly like a kid throw up. It was just.
Oh, fuck.
But what was great was there was a cumpleaños next to them.
Was it really?
Yeah, a little Hispanic happy birthday going on at the table over. I was like, man, she's throwing up. And I was like, did she try to sneak that? And the lady was like, she threw up twice. I missed the first one. So this lady got away with throwing up once. Unknown, just a quick, like, just straight onto the floor. Incredible.
Oh, it must have stunk, dude.
Oh, and I was talking about it with Soda, and he was like, they put, that was like girlfriend astronaut training. Like, that girl had to sit with her boyfriend to watch, like, a podcaster. Like, get tons of booze.
Get a bunch of
smoke
weed.
A blunt. Go back. He's like, I'm not going to miss my favorite podcaster. And she was just like, in that fucking swirly chair. Just
like, the G-Force.
Yeah, the G-Force. Just,
yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah, well, it's like I can't. Everyone's biochemistry is different. I can't have caffeine. If I drink, no one believes me. If I drink caffeine at 10 in the morning, dude, 1 in the morning, or, you know, 10 a.m., the next night I go to bed at like 10 o'clock, I'm just like totally.
I think no one believes you because that can't be true.
It is, dude.
No, but like the caffeine will leave your system.
Depends on what kind of everyone has different, what is it called, enzymes that break down caffeine. I think there's three types. One of them is just like.
Sounds like you've done your research.
I have.
I yield the floor, dude.
There's.
Pardon me.
I Google everything.
Your book life, dude. I'm solo.
But, dude, what do you think you bring on the beach? I haven't brought a book on
book?
The beach in a while.
What?
That's when you're at the beach.
That might be the least salt life thing I've ever heard.
Please,
that's mom
dude.
Salt life, dude. That's 100% mom salt life.
Get a nice Dean Koontz book.
Yeah, dude. Get a nice John Grish out on the beach.
I'm reading the latest Patricia Higgins Clark, dude.
Yeah, what are you, nuts?
I read Roots on the beach one year down there. I read the whole thing. From Chicken George.
You read Roots
at Chicken
the
George
beach?
All the way through. Yeah, I read on the beach.
With your wife?
No, this was before. I was in high school. I saw it was there, and I was like, oh, Roots. And I started reading it, and I was like, this is actually pretty engrossing. It's a great tale.
On the beach, you sat on the beach with Roots.
I used to go to the beach for like a week at a time. Dude, I sawed right through. That book was great.
Nice.
But I learned the guy was a bit of a liar, which is so funny.
Some horse feed.
Yeah, somebody was racist enough to be like, I don't know if that's true, and went back and, you know.
That's a tough level of racism.
Went to the hell, like. Held his feet to the fire. But the problem is like, the guy, from what I understand, was, like, kind of right, and the guy fudged a lot of stuff. But it's also, like.
I've gotten drunk enough to be that kind of racist.
Let's also go on Ancestry.com and try.
Lemay remembers. I think I got some drunken arguments where I was like, it wasn't as bad as they're making it seem. Yeah, it's a tough one.
But,
it's a tough one to get the recap from someone else on. Yeah. Be like, I don't think that's what I said. Like, yeah, it is.
Like, wow.
It's exactly what you said. I was like, well, that's not what I meant. I'm sorry. What was the thing you wanted to...
Oh, yeah. So, like, if you have... So if you have like a, there's one where like there's people have like a certain kind of enzymes, and obviously this is like a continuum, but it's like you can drink a cup of coffee and immediately fall asleep. There's some people who like caffeine doesn't have an effect on them. And then there's other people like, you know, the normal functioning where you have a cup of coffee, you're like, oh, I'm nice and, you know,
yeah,
lively, and like 2 hours later I go. There's a third type that's like, dude, after like it's something like 14 hours, it stays in your system. And the worst part is I drink a cup of coffee, I'm fine. It's something like when it breaks down, they must produce something else that like, dude, when I go to lay down, I'll just sit there and be like, my heart's just like, oh, oh, oh. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, fuck, I had coffee today. Just, I'll just be up.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is. But
there's also like my brother, if he's drunk, he smokes weed, same thing. Spins, throw up, good night.
Which one?
Kevin.
Oh.
If I'm drunk.
I was hoping it was Billy.
Billy doesn't really smoke weed.
Yeah.
But he probably would. He strikes me as a type who would spin out, you know, spin out of control. If I'm drinking, that's just, you know, I just,
that's such a funny thing. Like, yeah, he strikes me as someone without self control.
No, who would spin out of out of like, he would smoke weed when drunk and just instantly be like, whoa.
Oh, for sure.
If I'm drinking, I have to smoke weed.
Crazy.
If I don't, if I'm like, if I'm as drunk as a dude, I've been doing this since college. Yeah, I'll drink like 340s, be like, and just smoke, like compulsively start smoking weed, and it literally like times out the drunk part, and I can be like, all right, I gotta get home now, and I'll get myself home, and then
it's,
just be like,
it's crazy,
and go to bed. Dude, it's insane. But yeah, it's all, you know, that's why people get edibles and they're like, this sucks, this didn't do anything. Same thing. I think there's like people who have different stomach enzymes who like weed just doesn't affect them when they eat it.
Those edibles kick in for me. Like, pretty good.
I have the light enzymes in those too, man. I get fucking walloped.
Yeah,
I get walloped, dude. I actually bought some edibles in California, dude. I think the TSA stole them from me.
Really?
I swear to God, they're right in that school bag right there. And my top zipper where I always keep my weed when I fly. Dude, I opened it up today. They were gone. Fucking gone.
That was TSA.
I think the TSA nicked
Definitely.
Me. I think they nicked me. Gummies and it had a vape pen. What?